Today is lesson 21 in the series of lessons on Mishnayos Terumos. This one will be on Perek Chamishi, Mishneh Beis and Gimel, Terumos chapter 5, Mishnayos 2 and 3. We've been learning about the problem which exists when a measure of truma falls into a mixture of non-truma. And the basic halacha is that if a so'ah, a measure of truma, falls into a ta'aroves, into a mixture of non-truma, of chulin, and there is not the proportion of 100 to 1 of chulin over and against the one measure of truma, then the entire mixture is called meduma, mem dalit vov mem ayin, and it cannot be eaten. The truma is not botel. It can be done, is the whole mixture can be sold to a kohen at the going price of truma, minus the cost of one saw of truma, of the amount of truma which is in the mixture. However, if there is a proportion of 100 to 1, 100 chulin against 1 of truma, then the truma becomes botel, and a person can take the entire 101 measures and eat them and use them all as if it was chulin, but he should remove from that entire mixture of 101 saw and give 1 sa'a to the Kohen. Now, we're going to learn various, we've already begun to learn various scenarios which throw little curveballs into the situation I just described, which make it a little more complex. So, Mishneh Beis. Sa'a truma to meya, shenofla letoch meya chulin tohorin. Suppose the sa'a, the measure of truma which fell into the mixture, fell indeed into 100 measures of chulin. But the truma involved was tome. Now we know the halacha. Truma tahora belongs to the kohen. The kohen can do what he wishes with it. Eat it, use it for oil, whatever. However, if it's truma tomeya, it cannot be eaten. It has to be burned. The kohen can derive benefit from burning it. Heat, light, etc. But suppose now, in our case, Mishneh Beis, Perekei Mishneh Beis, the saw truma which fell into the mixture was tomeya, was tome. But it became botel. The truma tomeya is now botel 100 to 1 in a mixture of meya chulin. What do you do? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, teirom v'sisoref. You can eat 100 measures of this mixture of 101. One measure you have to treat as if it was truma tomeya, and therefore it has to be removed from the taruvas and given to the kohen, but it is not eaten, but rather it is burned. Why burn it? After all, it became botel. If it's botel, it's not truma, it's not tomei, it's botel, it's chulin. However, this one is treated as if it were truma tomeya. Sha'ani ochel, teirom v'sisoref. Teirom v'sisoref. It must be removed from the mixture and burnt, destroyed. Sha'ani omer, because I say, and this is a chumrah, as we will see, a chumrah of Rabbi Eliezer, sa'o she'nofla, he sa'o she'olso. That the sa'o which I now took up out of the mixture of 101, that is the sa'o that fell in the first place, the saw of truma tomeya, which is obviously a chumra. The odds are way against it. Nevertheless, the saw which is removed from the 101 has to be treated like truma tomeya. So says Rabbi Eliezer. The chachamim say no. The chachamim say, yes, 100 chulin, 1 truma tomeya mixed together. The truma tomeya is now botel. The Yisroel can use 100 of those saw and give 1 to the Kohen. As is the case with every case of bitul of truma. However, since that saw of truma might very well be tomei. So therefore, one has to be sure that when the Kohen prepares the sa'ah which he received from the Yisrael, he must treat it in a way so that it cannot make anything else tomei. So therefore, the Mishnah says, the Chachamim say, ta'ala, it is botel, meaning 100 to 1, the truma tomei is botel. V'seyochel nikudim, but it has to be eaten as little small bits, little small cookies that look like dots. That's one interpretation of nikudim. Or it has to be eaten and prepared in such a way that it's dry. If it's dry, never became moistened at all, it cannot become tomei. So even if there is a kebeya of truma, tomeya, it's not going to make anything else tomei because it is dry, or it is so small that there won't be a kebeya of truma tomeya. And if there's no kebeya, a foodstuff which is not the size of a kebeya, the size of an egg, if it's tomei, cannot render anything else tomei. It's too small to do so. O kaloyos, or he can eat this tavua, this grain, roasted. Kalui boesh, he can use it roasted. Popcorn, because that also does not become tomei. No water is involved in this preparation. O tilosh b'mei peros, or it can be kneaded, K-N-E-A-D-E-D, with fruit juice. Not with water. Fruit juice is not machshir lekabel tumo. O tischalek leisos, or it has to be broken up into small little loaves. Kedei shelo yehei b'mokom echod ka beitza. The main thing is that of this sa'ah, which is now given to the Kohen, which he treats as if it was truma tumeya in a certain sense, and he has to be sure that the tumah which might be there does not spread. This entire discussion about this Mishnah is to be found in Meseches Bechoros, Daf Chof Beis, Daf Chof Gimel, and there are various interpretations within the Gemara and within the Rishonim, both here in the Rishonim on Meseches Trumos, the Rash, for example, and in the Rishonim in Meseches Bechoros, like Tosfos there. I've explained it according to the way Tosfos explains it in Meseches Bechoros. And the point here is that since the Kohen is taking a saw of what might be Truma, he has to treat it as if it was Truma. And Truma has to be guarded against becoming Tomei. So therefore he has to make sure that he consumes this saw of Truma in such a way that Tuma, possible Tuma, is ruled out. So that's Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel, yet another scenario. Sa'ah truma tahora. The measure of truma which fell into the mixture was tahora, was fine truma. No problem with it. But shenofla lemeya chulin temeyin. It fell into a mixture of 100 chulin temeyin. So now the truma tahora is botel, 100 to 1. And however, and therefore since it's botel, what do you do? The Yisrael can take 100 of the 101 for himself, but one he has to give to the Kohen. Here, the Kohen has to suspect that maybe what the saw that he has is tomei, all tomei, or partially tomei. And he has to be sure that the tumah which might be in it does not contaminate or make tomei the truma which might be in it, the truma tahora. So therefore, ta'ale, it's botel, and one has to take the precautions that we learned in the previous Mishnah. V'seyochel nikudim o kaloyos. It has to be eaten either in small biscuits, or dry, or roasted, o talush o tilosh b'mei peros, or it has to be kneaded in fruit juice, o tischalek le'isos, or broken up into small loaves, kedei shelo yehei b'mokom echot kabeitza. The main thing is, the Kohen has to treat the saw that he has as if it was truma tahora, but possibly subject to tumah as well. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, in this case, does not argue. In this case, if he would apply the rule of the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, where he said, Soh she'nofla, he soh she'olsa, that I say that the saw that I removed from the mixture is the very saw which fell into the mixture in the first place of Truma, if we would say it in this case, then when we would remove one saw and give it to the Kohen, that saw should be considered Truma Tahora, and without any problem, and he should be able to prepare it in any way he pleases. However, no, because the rule is, the Rabbi Eliezer's rule only applies L'chumra, in the previous Mishnah and Perek Beis, when we were dealing with a saw truma tameya, which fell into the mixture. And then if you say the principle of sa'osha nafla hi sa'osha also, the saw which is removed is truma tameya. That's l'chumra. However, in this Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, were we to apply Rabbi Eliezer's rule of Sosha Nafla, he Sosha also, it would be Lakula. It would be making things much more lenient. You would give a din of Truma Tahora to this saw which he removed from the 101 saw. And Rabbi Eliezer does not apply his rule, Lakula, only Lahachmir, but not Lahokil. And so we have finished lesson number 21.